It's time for us to bring the one and only Carl Pulliam, who is live at the state championship, Cake Thunderbirds, going up against the T-Jacks of King Cove for the title. We'll see who walks away the winner in just a few minutes. Here we are, Carl. Take it away.
All right. Thank you. And, Cake Evening fans, so he's got T-Jack fans. It's going to be a tough game today. Jigger Sean Brando with the injury. He's not the same guy he usually is. He's got the shot near misses, but Mac with the rebound. The T-Jacks already out to a 6-0 lead. That's right. As Ashton Gould got a two-pointer, two free throws from Mac, and a three-pointer from Mac. Or one free throw from Mac, yeah. So 6-0 here, and they have the basketball halfway through this first quarter. Brendel trying to go to Brennan. And Brendel's about maybe a 40% of it. Jigger Sean Brendel. He's getting from that injury. Can't do a lot. Coach Barber over there. First guy he made it. He's going to stick it out, though. I know that young man finished yesterday's game that way. But if he hadn't stayed on the court, Cameron Bay ready to pounce there, trying to, but Sean's ball handling, picking out the right guy, being in the right spot, directing people where to go, and then getting them the ball down the last 2 minutes of that game. So about the 30-second mark, and they said, well, I think we've got a big enough lead to hold up Gammon Bay, and they did. Real gutty performance by that young man. This will be something if the T-Jacks can win here. I would love it, that's for sure. So would you. But the cards are stacked pretty heavy. So the Coach Barber, you know, and these kids are just such a good teammate. He loves to play defense. They can still do that. He might not be able to slash through the hoop and do a lot of things, but he's on the court with him, and that shows a lot. Gould deep now in the corner to Max. You go to Ashton, over to Michael. Michael's got an open three. It's trying for the steal with Ross of Cake. Cake won 60 straight games. Here's Ashton at the post. This is on the free throw. And a foul called against Brandon Larson.
Foul charges to number 15, Brandon Larson. Well, that is his first personal MVP. That's the first one. MVP
just timeout on the floor here. Hey, it's the media timeout. Let's take a quick 60 back to the KFCB studio. Going back with more from the state championship in 60 seconds.
The old media timeout. We're going to say thanks to some of our sponsors here on KSCP. Want to say thank you to the City of King Cove and the City of Sandpoint. Also, Sandpoint Fuel and Freight. An announcement that today's the last day that GCI will be down at the Bingo Hall in King Cove. So you can go get signed up for fiber optic cable. Their motto is Anchorage Speeds at Anchorage Prices. So go check out, see what they can do for you. Also, a big thank you to the Aleutians East Borough, Eastern Aleutian Tribes, Precision Airways, Trident Seafoods, and, of course, you, the listener, who make this a reality. Right now, it is a tight game. I think King Cove is in the lead as we speak, though. I could be wrong, but Carl Pulliam's giving us the play-by-play. We'll be back live here in just a second.
A lot of fun here at the Alaska Airlines Center. Cam there getting the shots of the crowd is a pretty good group here. About the same number probably as the last time that T-Jacks won the state title a few years back. As they get the turnover and T-Jacks have a back, still leading 6-0. 2:30 on the first period. Make it 9-0. back. Gets the three-pointer. Now has 7 in the game. The 20, boy, just almost. And Michigan Jackson again. 20 nearly locks the ball in the turnover, too, and it takes not quite playing their regular style of game. I mean, they're playing the regular style, but boy, they haven't hit a shot. Gold has a good look. This one rebounded there by Aiden Clark. Okay. And a near steal. It is. Brennan Larson. And Brandell right there, too. Larson hangs on to that one. Comes back to Jagershawn to Ashton at the high post. Now out to Gold. That's one he's got. Michael Gold with the two-pointer. So I'm going to tell you the score with 1:17 to go in the first period. And you're not going to believe this, but the defending 1A state champ, 0, your T-Jacks are at 12. That's right, 12-0 after almost a period of play here. And a short timeout once again for Tate. This is scary in a way because, boy, if, you know, Tate, well, yesterday playing a good Minto team, too, they just kind of, it's like they kept him at bay. They didn't really, you know, they just played sort of at a certain consistent pace. And didn't really get worried when Minto made a couple runs there. They get within maybe 6 or 5. And then all of a sudden, Cake goes on a quick 6 or 5 point run. And they back in double digits. And then maybe up to 12 or 15. And then Minto claws their way back. And right here, they haven't shown any worry here at this. I mean, it's 12 to nothing. I know it's only the first quarter, but I'll tell you about the girls game as we go along here too. Same thing happening there where New Haven thought they were going to win it, but they lost by 11 to Fort UConn, first time back in the state championship for 20 years almost. Yeah, the defense of the T-Jack keeping Cake out of the middle, and Brennan with the hand in there. Larson steals the basketball for the T-Jacks. Winding the clock down as here's Larson chasing it down again. Brennan with another board, and Ashton loses it briefly. Coming out of there with it is Jackson. And for the T-Jacks. They are doing everything they need to do to win this ball game. Down to 11 seconds here with the quarter. No shot yet for Cake. Down to 2 seconds. And a block shot by Mack at the buzzer. So the T-Jack of Cake Cove on top after 1:12-0. We'll be back in a quick 60 seconds with the second period. Unbelievable here.
Yeah, you heard that right, folks. King Cove showing dominance at 12-0 at the end of the first quarter. And Cake, a 60-0 squad, has to be going to their bench wondering what happened. And real proud of those boys. They're working really hard. And what a heck of a season. Hopefully they can hang on and keep things going the way that they are. Jager can hang on with his ankle, and they can go in there for the win. We'll say thanks to one of our sponsors and be back for more in just a few seconds. KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
And I really think they'll start to get a little bit of urgency going here. I mean, they're taking some good shots. They're working their offense, but Jackson. Is holding their own in this zone. Wow. That's nothing. So, Cake taking the ball out of bounds. Here's the shot out there. Putting on the board. Robert Thompson picked up in the game for Hugh Jackson as well. Brendan Larson at the high post. Tries to go back to Mack, loses the ball briefly and gets it back. Now to Ash. Yeah, that's a turnover there on a G-Jack, the problem call. 7 minutes to go here in the first half at 12-3-B. 14-3. And here's Max with it. Now he'll drive all the way inside, score and foul. Thomas Mack, the hoop has one from the line. He started out with a slow dribble, picked it up as he turned the corner into the key. Later off the glass for two, and the end one coming up. Shot is good. 15-15 now. That's the 6:40 mark of this first half. Ward Ross drops it off out there. Now keeping it back up top. Over to Dave Clark. His shot misses. Rebounded by Ashton. Oh, good position. And of course, they're such a, the T-Jack's such a solid club fundamentally as Robert Thompson makes the post move. And then Ashton trying to save it there. Thompson got that pass in there and then started to make a move to the key, the kick out, but no shot there. Good, smart play, though. Looking for a kick out if you're not open. And here's Watts with it. 4-8. As foul's going to be called on the T-Jackson. I think on Brandon Larson. Second personal and second team foul. One on Cake, two on, well, we're starting over in the quarter. But this shot misses there, but the rebound by Chilton briefly. And 2-4 goes back, tips it back. Thompson handles it. Brennan handles it. Coming up with it is Ashton. Goes to Matt. Now out to Michael Gold. Now Ashton's got it. Ashton to back again in the lane. Drops it off to Larson for two. Mack is a pretty good 17-3 score now. 5:14 to go. It is amazing here. The two-time defending champion, Kate Thunderbird, are hiding from this. It seems like I just don't know what's up with them. I know the defense of the G-Jack is tremendous, but it's like I don't know what's going on in Kate's head. Coming up to the, passing the 5 minute mark there, now on 4:40. Here's the 3-pointer for Gavin Chilton again. So Chilton's the senior guard into another three. Now it was 6 points for the State Thunderbirds. And here's Jackson, misses the shot there. And Michael Gould comes up, pulls up, off the glass, no. Rebound by Jackson. And Dominic Ross to the hoop. He doesn't get it. Looks for the foul call on his backside, but the D-backs run on the floor, back the other way. 17-6 score. To Michael Gould, now to Ashton. Back to Michael, way off by the center court line. Into Brennan, coming back to Thomas. Shot won't go for Mac there. And Ross to Jackson. No. Rebound, no. And there's Larson again in there. Fathom comes up with a big board. Larson, he's going to have a double. Well, not a double-double maybe, but he's going to have double digits in rebound at the half, I'm sure. As Mack with the basketball gets back now to Ashton. Very deliberate. T-Jack handling of the basketball in the offensive end. Here's Gould. Oh, rattles around, not down. Thompson gets the rebound. Now the ball tips out, and it'll be in the hands of Kate. For the Thunderbirds. Down 17-6 here with 2:40 to go in the first half. T-Jacks have controlled from the beginning as they led 12-0 after one. And here's his shot there. Mack the only one to go after the rebound. The other T-Jacks blocking off underneath. Thomas Mack with it. Jackson on and goes to Brennan again. Larson to kick out to Ashton. Ashton drives inside. Little one-hander. Won't go. Ashton fights for it among the dribblers. There gets the rebound. Back out to Gould. Straight away from Gould. Michael Gould with the three-pointer. That makes it 20-6. This is unbelievable here. Wow. 20-6 score with 2 minutes to go in the first half. The T-Jacks have led all the way. Jake has not, this has not even, I can't describe kind of what I'm seeing. With this KC, it's like they're slow to react to everything right now. And yet, offensively, it's like, oh, they're getting a shot. They're not making them. T-Jacks are blocking out on defense. Ashton Gould just got an offensive rebound between two guys that, between the three of them, Ashton Gould makes up about 20% of three guys together, though. I mean, he's the smallest guy in there. And rebounding, offensive rebounding against 6'2 guys. Unbelievable. It's like take almost sleepwalking through like you're not even looking at the scoreboard. Like, aren't we winning? No, you're not. So the T-Jacks will just keep it up. Watch out, Ross here. Now, three-pointer doesn't go for him. Gets it back, tries to go on the baseline. There's the shot through. One 4 to go here in the first half. T-Jacks only 20-8 leads. And here comes Gould. Michael. Gould in over the rim for two. Michael Gould. And they get him on defense. He's not really. Steals it. Now Jackson. Nowhere to go. Kick out. And Thompson. Good job by Robert. And this one goes down to the back. Jackson took his first two. Jackson's walked it up. Takes the screen now from Brennan. Brings up the dribble, goes to Michael. Spot court over the back. He's got Jackson on him. Gets the help as Brennan pulls up. So does Thompson. Ashton has it on the wing. 82 seconds on the clock here. Here's Thompson. Tries a little two-pointer there. This is going to be a foul on DeAndre Jackson. So, Larson for that rebound. And Gold grabs that one. Gold will fire. Not there. Larson has it. He puts it in off the ground. Brennan Larson off the two-pointer. 24-10 here with 12 seconds on the clock in this first half. A 14-point lead to the T-Tac at halftime. Potentially a Jackson loses the ball. 4.5 seconds to go. Michael Gold will inbound. He's got Larson way up there. He's got only a couple seconds. Here comes Michael. Half-court shot on the way. If it goes, it'd be great, but it doesn't. Can you believe it? 24 for Team Cove. 10 for the two-time defending champion, Kate Thunderbird. The T-Jacks storm out to a 14-point lead in his first half. I'm going to send it back to a big halftime break here, so I'll leave it with KSTP Studios for about 12 minutes. We'll be back with the halftime staff at that point. So we'll take a 12-minute break here before the second half action. Your T-Jacks at 24, the Cake Thunderbirds, two-time defending champs, winners of 60 in a row at 10. Back in 12 minutes.
We're going to be back in just 12 minutes here as we are seeing what is an amazing performance by King Cove. And I just did not know what to expect coming up against, like Paul was saying, the two-time defending champs, 60-0. The Cake Thunderbirds have been a dominant force in 1A basketball for several years, but King Cove is really showing them what they can do. And 24-10, what an amazing run so far. And one last game to say this. We'll see. Third quarter, the most important quarter of the game. We'll see who comes out after this halftime, especially a long 12-minute break. You got a team like Cake, they could come out real strong. Here's a word from our sponsors, and we'll play some music as we wait for Carl in 12 minutes. You're on KSDP. Eastern Aleutian Tribes wants you to know that if you're in need of support for drug and alcohol abuse, there's help available to you right in your own community. From medically assisted substance abuse counseling to support for friends and family members, there is help for you available in a number of different clinics across the Aleutians East Borough. So if you're looking to make a change in your life, make an appointment at your local clinic today. This message and program is brought to you by Eastern Aleutian Tribes in the Aleutians East Borough.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
If you're just joining us, King Cove is up by 14 against the two-time defending champs, the Cake Thunderbirds, doing a tremendous job right now. So stay tuned. We're going to go ahead and play a couple songs as we wait for the second half to start here. But again, 24-10, King Cove in the lead, looking to secure the 1A state champion in just 20 to 40 minutes. We'll see how it goes. Here's a little Fleetwood Mac.
Take it from me.
One of the greatest selling albums of all time right there. That is Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac. If you haven't heard, King Cove is up by 14 points going into the second half. It is going to be 24-10. Tremendous game so far. King Cove looking real strong. I'm going to go ahead and play another song as we wait. We're about 5 minutes out from Carl coming back here with the second half. But we're going to play not Fleetwood Mac, but we'll play a cover of Landslide by the Smashing Pumpkins. Great rendition there of Landslide by Fleetwood, Smashing Pumpkins, originally done by Fleetwood Mac. And we're going to be about 2 minutes out from Carl Pulliam coming back for second half action. King Cove up by 14 against the Cake Thunderbirds in the 1A State Championship Tournament. Here's a big thank you to our sponsor, Sandpoint Fuel and Freight. KAEB is sponsored by Sandpoint Fuel and Freight, offering stove oil for residential and business. More information is available at 907-383-2026 or call Paul Gunderson at 907-386-6162. Sandpoint Fuel and Freight, a proud sponsor of KAEB. All right, big thank you there to all of our sponsors here on KSDP. We've got just a few minutes, and hopefully Carl will be back here. So stay tuned. We're going to play some AC/DC from Australia. I've heard they're called Akadaka over there. I think that's just absolutely nuts, but I like it. All right, here we go. We're going to tune out our friends over there at ACDC and bring you back to Carl Pulliam live at the 1A Championship, where King Cove's up by 14 against the two-time defending Cake Thunderbirds. Carl, take it away.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Amazing first half here. This defense of the G-Jacks is story in the game. It really is. And check this out now. So the Cake boys, obviously bigger, stronger team here, but rebounding, here's a key stat, 24 rebounds for King Cove, nine is all for the Cake Thunderbirds. Only 3 offensive rebounds, 11 offensive rebounds for King Cove. They've maintained possession of the ball probably, if we had that kind of figure, it would be about a 70-30 percentage in favor of the G-Jacks. They have controlled this game from the start, but they've got a whole half to go, and it is going to be a tough one. I mean, it's two-time defending champs. 60 straight games they've won. And the G-Jacks, if they can keep up what they did in the first half and win this game, it would be, just one of those historical type upsets, especially with one of your key players, top players, Jagger Sean Brandel. And he's over on the bench cheering him on as we are ready to start the second half. Brandon Larson will put it into play with Ashton. Gould had a couple of rebounds in there that were just didn't know how it could happen. Ashton with the ball down in the left wing there, tries to get it to Mac. Thrown off of Mac, out of bounds it goes to the T-Birds. And I think for some of the Cake fans too, they're getting a little disappointed here hearing at the end of the first half. Saving it from going out of bounds was lost, but right in the hands of Michael Gould. Here's Mac trying to work against Jackson, and he does, and the rebound comes down. Foul might be called on Mac. Let's see. So the first personal foul on Thomas Mac. And actually, foul-wise, I think Brennan was the only one with foul trouble. It was. Brennan Larson had 2. This shot misses. Thompson up there high to get that rebound where Gold could grab it. Now Mac with it. Swings it around to Ashton. It's Michael fouled on the shot. He'll get 2 from the line.
Number 24, Seven Schultz,
who had 6 points in the first half to lead the way. Fouls there. Deontay Jackson, only 2 points for them. One of their leading scorers. Kristen Roshawani, their senior point guard, took 1 shot, 0 across from there. At least he didn't have a turnover. It's probably the only good stat for him. In that first half, it was unbelievable. The ball just didn't get in his hands. And he's on the bench to start the second half. Here's Ross misses on the turnaround. Ashton with the rebound. Now the goal, back to Ashton. She'll drive down inside, drop it off to Thompson. Can't get the shot to go. He's getting a piece of it with Aiden Clark for Kate. Only bucket so far. Oh, actually. Yeah, 26-10. And the bucket was Larson, or Master earlier. Or Gold earlier. As there is Ashton with it in the lane again. Drops it off to Thompson again. And Robert. Keep control there. Coach Barber got to be pleased with this show by the boys here. So far, 26-10 score as we pass the 6-minute mark of the third quarter. Knocking down this Chilton. And it's played ball there by Dominic Ross, who just rolls out of bounds. For the T-Jets, Ashton will set things up, hands off to Mac out there. He'll take a spin move against Jackson. Doesn't get it. Larson fall away. Won't go. And here comes the Thunderbird. So, get the two-pointer against Jackson. The foul will go on Ashton. So Ashton second team foul now here. His shot rolls up and tops him with the rebound. Hands out there to Mack. Mack and Ashton goes up top. Not a Michael. Goes, switches hands, goes in the lane, puts up the jumper. Open for a foul there. He thought he got his hand hit, but here's Ross for Tate. Had his shot blocked here by Mack. Back it comes to Ross. Now outside of Chilton again. Chilton 26-15. They work the right side. Looking inside to Larson. Ball goes to the floor, picked up by Ashton. Gets open there. Missing a shot. There's Thompson for the putback. No. Rebound comes out. Jackson will take it down. That was a chance there for the T-Jacks to either extend the lead or. This ball saved right back to the hands of Aiden Clark. So it takes something to life a little bit here. 22-17. 1-8 on the clock in this third quarter. And a 9-point lead for the D-Jacks. Short timeout on the floor. Boys there had an opportunity down there at the end. So you want to try to get every single one of those like that, where it's like a gift almost. We weren't able to convert. And then back comes Tate with a similar style setup, and they do convert. That's really the only difference in the ball game. And this second half, first time that the Cake team has been within single digits back in the second quarter. 26-17 score, ball in hand of Michael Bulls for the T-Jets. Now to Ashton. Out comes from Mack on the baseline. He'll take the drive. Doesn't get it. Gets his own rebound briefly. It'll be out of bounds off the end. And it's going to be our media timeout. And we'll take one here, too, as going back to all through my usual with my shout-out to KSDP, your community radio station for your area out there in Aleutian Borough. Yes, they bring you all the news, the weather, the sports like this. Community event. If you're not a member of the KSDP as a volunteer in some way, support them and keep them going out there because they provide such a great service for your community in the area out there. You know, when you think about having a voice of your community, think KSDP, right? As really, it's been a pleasure for me to be able to do these games. Oh, way back, I think, back when Sandpoint was in a championship game similar to this. It was kind of a low-scoring affair. I think around 2002 or something like that. So we go way back. And I'll tell you what, one of my favorite stations to always work with. And the kids that come to these games are great models of the community you live in. So it's the KSDP. Well, a big thank you out here for your service to the area. And here is Kate with it. He's in the corner now, trying to go over the top as the ball hits the rim. Dominic Rodgers. Now I'll sit for a thing. Losing? Okay.
One second. We're going to get Carl back here in just a moment.
Well, Thomas Mack had a three as we were off, and then back comes Ross in the match, or Chilton out of the match. As now Brendan Larson with the ball for the T-Jacks. Goes back to Thomas. Has a 6-point lead right now. Here's Ashton into the lane. Jager Sean Brandell has checked in. Here's Brandell's shot. Off to a iron and tipped around. It will go out of bounds off of the T-Jack. Four cake. They bring it up court in the hands of Dominic Ross. Is it not coming through again? Hello. Oh, good. Here's Ross with it at the free throw line. And a near steal there by Lawson. And it's recorded now for Kate. They kick it out. Going to Ross. Now they score. And Kate just keeps winning. Brandell, he'll try one. That goes to go. Rebound to Kate.
Well, that time we really lost him. Give us 1 second. We're going to get Carl back. And things are starting to get interesting. That third quarter, man, it comes around fast. And you got a team as skilled as the Cake Thunderbirds. And they are going to really not give up. And they're not going to fold, really, underneath adversity. It's kind of the secret sauce there, is that you don't give up and you don't fold. So we will see what happens here as we continue on in the third quarter. But we're going to be waiting for Carl to get back to us. We lost the good doctor. See if we can't find him. And Let's play a couple songs while we wait. Oh, there he is. All right, there's Carl. We got him back for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. How's this? All right? Okay. Hey, we just finished the third period there, but I run by Cake, so play the role.
Take her away, Carl.
Okay.
We're going to wait for a minute for Carl to come back. Hear a word from our sponsors here on KSDP. Don't go far. Fourth and final quarter. Cake is coming back strong. Oh, looks like we might have him coming back now.
Good to go.
Okay, Carl, take her away.
Okay. Fourth quarter started here as Cake has the basketball down by just one now. A couple three-pointers, a turnover by the T-Jacks there late in the third, and that lead shrunk to one, 29-28. Still on top of it, but all the way. As here's Ashton with the near steal, no, picked back by Ross. Boy, Ashton, he would have it clear sailing the other way. His body's out there, though, too, so that's part of it. He didn't get had a bump off a ball like off one of those bodies as Box with it. Top of the tree, keeps taking a lot of time here. He's got Chilton now down to Ross underneath, picks up the shot, and Brendel will get called for the foul. Digger Sean in the ball game. Back in the game here to start this, actually came in just before the end of the third. He's going to give it a try. And Ross at the line. This is on the first one. He has a chance to tie it with this one. It's almost destiny that he tie it up, I guess. So the T-Jacks have never lost the lead in this game, and they're going to try to keep it that way right now. Remember, snap to Brandel. Good one, two in. It's going to pass out for Ashton. And now they'll set up again. Brandel gets the screen from Brandon Larson. Finds goals. Free throw line. Baseline jumper there doesn't go, and it'll be out of bounds to the T-Jack. So they're still in business here. Tied at 29, 617 on the clock. Here's Brandon Larson. Larson goes to Ashton. Now it's Thomas Mack. Mack voted by Jackson. Then Brandon brings it to screen to Brendel. Brendel now drops it off to Robinson. Rolls to the hoop on the baseline. Pretty fast by David Chong. So, Brendel with the assist. Brandon with the 56 points in the ball game. Now the double team Jackson in the side. They pop up the basketball there. And Jackson over there almost. Didn't dominate to give it up. 31-29 scores. Lost. This pass inside and Ashton gets it. And the foul is going to be, I think it should be, on Cake. paid in part. They sued. Atomics matter. Well, yeah, the push probably helped Action get that deal, but then I thought there was a push. You call the second call, usually, right? You guys hanging in there. Offense got now to Taylor Davis. Boy, Jackson just nothing on the board there. 2 points is off of him. He's underneath. We saw off the hand of Aiden Clark. So OC Jacks will bring it up, leading by two with 4:56 to go in the ballgame. There's Ashton with it down the left baseline or left side of the key. He goes and then trying to get it to Mapp, and Ashton collides with Dominic Ross there. The foul on Ashton. That's a 14th foul now on the T-Jacks. None on Case here in this fourth period. 4:42 on the clock. 2-point lead, but takes basketball. Don't tie or take the lead. It's a three on the way for Chilton. Smith is there, and Gould with the lead on Michael. Goes over, steps the screen for Matt. Brandell still out there, trying to make a move. Boy, off over there. And if he gets it to Matt. Matt underneath. Gets good basket. Matt with the bucket and a foul on Jackson. Thomas Mack, two-pointer. And one from the line, perhaps, here. And Brandell with another pass there. That's his second assist in this quarter. Huge. Back on one more for the T-Jacks. They lead by five now, 44-29. Dominic Ross for Case. Goes to nobody. Going away by Ross. So the T-Jacks have it in the backcourt. Ashton with it. He breaks the press there, and then Ashton with a foul. Broke the press, but then trying to throw off the dribble there. He ends up fouling on Aiden Clark, and Clark will go to the line for two shots. 3:50 on the clock. First one is off, ends up short. And this is second one on the way. Also misses, rebound by Brandell. Brandell, so gimpy. He can barely hobble up the court, actually. He's out there, and he's making some plays. He's got two assists in this quarter. Comes out to Mack, three-pointer on the way. And it'll stay. T-Jack basketball as Jackson and Ashton go after it. 34-29 scores. Now Gould with it. Michael, back to Ashton. Gets it out to Larson on the wing. Hand off to Mapp. Down to 3:13. Back to Brandell. Brandell keeps the ball in his hand. Under Gould. Top of the key, or top of the circle area. And Mack has it. Ashton penetrates down the line there. It's on the baseline to Mack, and he'll be out of bounds. Once again, to the T-Jack. 2:51 on the clock. 34 for the T-Jack. 29, Wolf Cake. Down low, here's Brandel. Can't get the shot to go. Still gets the filling rebound as he hobbles out with the basketball. Josh, I'm going to stay with him there. Really a problem for him. And he always has it. Micah. On a foul call on Jackson. Two and a half minutes to go here, folks. Kate at 29, King Cove at 34. And a Gimpy, Jacob Sean Brandel, still on the floor and still helping out. This is what he did against the Cameron Bay Boys yesterday as foul falls over on the sideline. Randell. My goodness. Almost to the sideline to put it into play. Finds Brand Larson back to Brandell. He just knows what to do with the basketball, and that's good enough. So he can't run. Keep him out there. And here's Matt to Larson. Back to Brandell. Coming up to the two-minute mark. Now over to Mack in the corner. On the baseline, the ball will turn over to Cake. 2 minutes left in the game. 34-29. Dominic Ross will take with it. Deep in the corner. Out the hands up. It takes Thunderbird out of bounds. Chilton couldn't handle the pass. This will take a little more desperation coming now. As he gets the ball ahead, Brandell at mid-court. Looks his way around on 1.5 feet. My goodness. Starts with, Mack with it is asking. Passes out to Michael Gold. 1.5 minutes to go. 5-point lead. Back it goes to Michael. Gold takes it down the corner. Has to get out of there and ask him. Comes over to bail him out, but a foul play on the Cape Thunderbird. That's the fourth team foul now on Cape. And Brandell Williams down. 1:20 on the clock, 5-point lead. Cape with a chance to take this championship away from the Cape Thunderbird. Michael Gold to Larson. Out to Brandell. Deep in the quarter to Gold. Now to Ashton. It's to Mack. They're flaring kicks. Cake's chasing. The foul card. 1-on-1 to go here. Ashton will go to the line. With a two shot. Both teams with 5 fouls. T-Jack, 34, the Thunderbird, 29. Two-shot. Take your time, relax, and put it in there. First one good. The Wolf has one more, the senior. Tell you what, if they win, he's a player of the game candidate. And Gold's second one, this one tossed out. And bringing the rebound is Michael Gold, and he fouled. Gold is playing in there to get the rebound. Brandell comes over and hands to the check. He says, Brandell, get it in there. Brandell gets a smile on his face. No matter what happens in this ball game, what a gutty effort. It's Michael Gold's first shot. Here he bounces through, hits the back iron and down. Gold's first shot. Money. The second one coming up. This one off. And Brandell hustles over there on 1 foot. That's foul going to be on Aiden Clark. Now it's 36 for Kate, 29, or 36 for C-Jax, 29 for Kate. And Brandel at the line with 56 seconds on the clock for two shots.
First one, four. Eight first point for the game.
Brandel with one more. That was his first point of the ball game. This one comes up short, and he offs back on 1 foot. Jackson, and Brandel goes up with the helm and kind of helps Jackson miss that shot. Unbelievable. Here, 37-29. They'll be shooting free throws again. An 8-point lead now. 43 seconds on the clock. They're congratulating right now at center court, but still basketball to go here. Brandel with just a tremendous performance. Get in there.
Yeah.
Action gets the single free throw as Dominic Ross throws up the prayers. Jackson with the rebound underneath. He gets it. 38-31. And Ashton will chase down the loose ball. Jackson blocks the foul of Jackson. Seven-point lead, 24 seconds on the clock. Golden at the line for two shots. Good. It hits two from the free throw line, and he has a bucket. This one good. One more to go for Ashton Gould. Story bus in the no, not there is
rain violation.
Dominic Ross over to get that Chilton tries a three, not there. Brennan Larson back with the rebound. 14 seconds on the clock. Brandel will walk it across the sideline. Kicks on the bird. Undefeated streak in. Defending champion in. Right here. Right now. Oh, wow. The T-Jack win it. 39-31. Unbelievable. The T-Jack state champions once again. Been about 4 or 5 years, I think. But once again, T-Jacks will carry the crown from the Alaska Airlines Center head. 39-31 victory over the two-time defending champion, Kate Thunderbird, 60 straight wins. Gregor Sean Brandel, looking at about 20%. He plays by him, though, as he comes in for the fourth quarter, played the whole first quarter. And I think Kate in that first quarter kind of like, well, if he's not 100%, we're going to get this ball game. Instead, it goes the other way. With T-Birds. T-Jack, victorious. Fantastic finish. You're going to do the player of the game, too.
And when King Trump, this is never a victory.